From Hollywood, the Coca-Cola Company brings you Mario Lanza. Good evening. The Coca-Cola Company welcomes you to the Mario Lanza Show with the music of Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, transcribed songs by Giselle McKenzie, and starring MGM's romantic tenor, whose inspiring voice has thrilled you on the screen, in concert, and on records. And now, in person, Mario Lanza.
Thank you, everyone. And a very special thank you to those of you who have written in to say you enjoyed our first program. I haven't the words to tell you how happy I am that you liked it, but I have a song that might do the job for me. It's a gay and happy song, so Mr. Sinatra, if you will.
Oh, why should any heart be filled with sadness? We should be gay. Oh my, the world shall all be filled with gladness in every way. A song can make most anybody happy, so let us sing. My song is full of life and good and snappy, it's got the swing. Join the chorus, now's the time to start. Sing the chorus with a happy heart. Tra la 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 la. Do your little part. Tra la 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 la. From dancing when songs they play. And how can anybody keep from prancing? We should be gay. I claim the way to loosen up your feelings is sing and shout. I'm thrilled, all melodies are so appealing, I dance about. Tra la 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 la. With a happy heart. Tra la 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 la.
The return to popularity of the film musical is shown again in the enthusiastic reception being accorded to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor motion picture, An American in Paris, starring Gene Kelly, Leslie Caron, and Oscar Levant. Back in the 30s, the film musical enjoyed a similar wave of popularity. Ray Sinatra and his orchestra bring us their interpretation of a song Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire made famous, The Continental. Thank you. Neapolitan serenade usually extols the beauty of the lovely creature who is to be serenaded. As a rule, it comments on all the points of her perfection, from her glossy black hair to her small dainty feet. But here's one that concentrates entirely on just a pair of ruby red lips. In this song, a young man strolls down the street and sees a pretty young girl. So fascinated is he by her that he follows her down the street, wondering only if he could kiss her ruby red lips. Mario Lanza sings Avukella.
Si, come uscirilla, viene Avukella, nu poco poco rilla, a passo la bella. Dammillo, e come la rosella, dammi la nuova silla, dammi la cannatella. Dammi le piglia, dillo, e novase gorilla a passo gli appella. Sì, tu viene una bocchella, una poca gorilla a passo gli appella.
This is Mario Lanza. The song you're about to hear now is more or less a community affair. I'm doing the introduction, Giselle McKenzie will sing it, and our announcer, Bill Baldwin, had a hand in writing it. He's listed as one of its composers along with Glenn Hurlburt and Bob Thompson. And so while Bill nervously paces the floor, Giselle McKenzie sings her record version of Fairyland.
As memories of the World Series fade into the record books, all eyes and ears turn toward King Football. And for every fan at the football field on Saturday afternoon, there are thousands more enjoying the game at home. Sometimes you almost forget you're in your own living room. You even want to cheer with the crowd. And at times like that, believe me, a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola can help you get even closer to the wonderful spirit of the game. For you can be sure that ice-cold Coke is very much a part of the scene, as the game is won and lost. Fact is, if you were there, you'd probably welcome ice-cold Coke yourself. Yes, no matter what the sport event may be, you'll always find Coca-Cola. And if you can't enjoy it at the game, enjoy it at home. Make sure your refrigerator is always stocked with plenty of ice-cold Coca-Cola. Traditional picture of a composer starving in some garret and sadly waiting for death to make him immortal has been disproved by the Irish-American composer Victor Herbert. A genial and hearty man, his spirited music was a reflection of his own zest for living. He achieved success early, maintained it, and above all, enjoyed it. Mario Lanza sings Victor Herbert's I'm Falling in Love with Someone.
I've a very strange feeling I never before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulses leap madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly,
I'm gay without pause, then sad without cause. My spirits are truly unruly. For I'm falling in love with someone, someone. Falling in love with someone plain to see. I'm sure I could love someone madly if someone would love only me.
Of the selection you're about to hear is Fiddle Faddle, which is obviously a song for violins. Perhaps this modest title fails to convey the charm and originality of the composition itself. Ray Sinatra and his orchestra in an interpretation of Leroy Anderson's whimsical instrumental novelty. A good way to look at life. Pick up some rose-colored glasses, put them on, and become a cockeyed optimist. And here's Giselle McKenzie to sing it for us.
When the I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart. Hasn't very far to go, but every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not my heart.
This is a song of longing. A cry of return to a place once loved. It could be any place where we have known happiness and peace. It happens to be Sorrento, with its sky of incredible blue and its rich, warm sun. Mario Lanza sings, Torna a Sorrento. Come back to Sorrento.
Sentimento come tu a chi tieni in mente che cascetato fa e sonna. Guarda qua che sto giardino siente se sti sciura arancia no profuma così fino din de corre sonne va. E tu dici parto a Dio ed allontana da sto cuore e da sta terra dell'amore che tiene il cuore nuora torna. Manuela so,
Mario Lanza will be back in just a moment. And in the meantime, remember, folks, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's Mario Lanza.
Well, this ends our music for this evening. I hope you have enjoyed it. Giselle McKenzie, Ray Sinatra, and I will be back next week at the same time with a varied program of songs. Among the selections I have prepared for you will be the aria E Lucevan le Stelle from the opera Tosca. So until then, may I wish you the very best of everything in life always. From Mario Lanza. Tune in next week and every week at this time for the Mario Lanza Show. And remember, Mario Lanza will sing E Luce van le Stelle and Yours is My Heart Alone. For comedy, the Coca-Cola Company also brings you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, and all the gang on another network this coming weekend. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. The Mario Lanza Show, brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company over this NBC network, was directed and transcribed in Hollywood by Charles Herbert and produced by Sam Weiler. Giselle McKenzie appeared through the courtesy of Club 15. This is Bill Baldwin speaking.